I was thinking, I was sitting there thinking about that. We was talking about when Jesus was walking up to Golgotha, when he was dragging that old bird to some cross, beat down and burdened down, bleeding and abused. He was going up through that, did that Via Della Rosa, that way of tears. He was going up through there, but, and all that, and you know, it was weighing heavy on him. I get to thinking about that, and I thought about that when I was over there. You know, it was a load on him that day as he was going headed toward that destination, that final destination that he knew he had. But he had done made that all right with the Father. He had done put his hand. He said, "Not my will, but thy be done." That was already a thing. It was behind him. He had already finished that task, I believe, in his mind. And Brother Jeff, as I think about our Savior that day, as he walked down that Via Della Rosa, he carried that old heavy cross, that old cross of sin. Praise God, it didn't belong to him, but it belonged to me and you. Right. And I began to see in my mind, Brother Kevin, as Jesus walked through there, how he began to think and in himself, and not about himself, and not about the cross, not about what was ahead for him, but he got a thinking about you and me, and we wasn't even formed yet. We wasn't even around, but he got to thinking about us, and he got thinking about how much he loved us, how much he cared for us, and how much he wanted to do for us. But there was some high expectations in the mind and the heart of our Lord Jesus as he was marching and taking that trip, that road to Calvary, that he was traveling for me, and he was traveling for you. And boy, what a glorious day it was. And what a thought. Just the Lord thinking about us. Praise God, going to finish a task that he started to finish. Praise God, it wasn't done yet. But it would be finished. It would be completed. Because of the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ had determined that he would go and he would do that. Praise God, it needed to be done to reconcile the world unto himself. Praise God, he was thinking about that. He was thinking about getting the job done. He was thinking about, well, glory, all those little boys and girls, all those mamas and daddies, all those families all over the world that needed the touch of God. Amen. Praise his holy name. Can you just imagine as he's marching through there thinking about, now you got to remember, he was 100% man, and he was 100% God. There's nothing and no one that wasn't on his mind. He was a thinking about us in the very fiber of his being. We were a part of who he was as he marched that march, as he walked that walk, a step at a time. I could just see in my mind's eye, Brother Jeff, as a step at a time, Jesus was calling out the names. He was thinking about those, praise God, that would come in the days ahead. Those would be manifest in the presence of an almighty God. And he thought about that. Praise God, he got to thinking about me, and he got to thinking about you. Yeah, he had you on his mind. He was thinking about you. He was pondering what you would end up being in Christ your Savior. He was at price of sin. He knew that sin was keeping us back. He knew that sin was keeping us from being in a right relationship with God. But he knew that he was that price of sin. Amen. As far as his mind was concerned, the price had already been paid. Because he, from the foundation of the world, he said, he raised his hand and he said, "Father, I'll go." Amen. As far as I'm concerned, praise God, Josh, it was finished from that minute. From the minute that Jesus volunteered to come and be the price of sin, the Redeemer of men, praise God, it was done. You say, "Well, preacher, he had to come, he had to live, he had to go through the steps." I realize that. I'm not trying to sell that short. I'm just telling you, praise God, that's kind of like when he got up out of that tomb, praise God, when he rose up from the dead. Hey, that was more for me and you than it was for him. Amen. Praise God. He come and he laid down his life. Praise God. But we were on his mind. You were on his mind. Think about that. As he walked, he drug that old bird of some cross. up there. How many of that thing was, and he had done been beat unmercifully. No telling how much blood he had already shed. The Bible said he was marred more. His visage was marred. His appearance was marred more than any man. I can't comprehend that. Because I've seen some pretty bad wrecks. And I've seen some people pretty maimed up. Amen. In different situations. But the Bible said his visage was marred more than any man. He was literally cut to pieces. His flesh was just hanging on him. Amen. Had that burden, that cross, and he kept trodding on with you on his mind, thinking about you, anticipating the days ahead. Anticipate time for when he said it is finished, when the work was done, and then the joy, the glory that he'd behold in you and me. The glory of the Lord that he would behold, he would see in us. Think of yourself. Do you think of yourself as the glory of the Lord? Has God seen glory in your life? Amen. But he does. He sees glory in you. He sees his glory manifest in you because of what he's already done for you. He's offered us that blessed hope through Christ our Savior, and we can see him today as he takes that walk. Amen. As he was taking that walk and he was a pondering. Praise God. I wonder if maybe out of his face just a little smile come every time he thought about one of our faces. As he saw his little children through the centuries. Amen. He's God. Amen. He's God. He's well able to do that. There's not a one of us that he can't see all the time. God's the only one that can do that. Amen. I do good to remember your faces now. But God knows every one of us. He knows us in an intimate way, and he wants to know us that way. He wants to care. That's what he was on his mind when he was taking that walk, praise God. He said, Father, I'm going to bring them to you. Every one of them that you give me, I'm going to bring them to you. I'm going to put them before you, and they're going to worship you and show you glory forever. Amen. And so we're going to get the glory from them. He's going to be a manifestation of the glory of God through you. Amen. He said, I'm going to take them and I'm going to, but when it's all said and done, I'm going to clean them up. I'm going to dress them up. I'm going to make them like us into the very image of Christ. Amen. Boy, what a day that's going to be. When all of this stuff and this mess of this world is gone, when it's all put behind us and we appear in the presence of God. Whew. All the old rough spots has been rubbed off. We wear a lot of them off in this world, don't we? From the toils and the trials and the tribulations that we face, it works on them old rough spots, and it gets rid of them. See, that's what the devil likes to use against us. He likes to say, well, you know, you've done this, and you're that. Well, yeah, we are. But Jesus took that walk for that, praise God, for that cause. He walked to Calvary. He shed his blood on Calvary. He died on for our sins on Calvary, that through him we might be clean. Amen. He's in the process of cleaning us up. He's in the process of purifying us and making us whole. That means to be made complete. Amen. Praise God. You know what Miss Ava done tonight? She went up there and worked on her completeness. Amen. Worked on her completeness in Jesus Christ, her Savior. Praise God. Just realizing, recognizing who he is. See, that's the biggest part. When we realize how good he is, how big he is, what he is, praise God, and we recognize that, and we just come before him in glory and pray, and his grace and his mercy, and say, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. Help me, Lord Jesus. Amen. Free me from this burden. Ah, this old life will burden you down. This old flesh will burden you down. Amen. But God Almighty, praise God, through his grace and his mercy, he makes you free. And that he makes free is free indeed. Praise God. You can feel that burden just like rising up off of you. Amen. Just you can feel it leaving, praise God. And you can feel a peace that passes understanding just settling into your heart, moving into your abode, touching you from the very fiber of your being. Amen. Begins to build you up. Praise God. You go down, beat down, burden down, but you come back up, praise God, and you feel like you're elevated about that high, walking above the ground, glory, hallelujah, in the presence of a thrice holy God with the help of the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you and show you how much God cares for you. He cares for us. He cares for us. He made that journey on purpose with you on His mind, with us on His mind. He was thinking about us. Amen. He had an objective. Amen. That's why He said this has got to be done. It's got to be finished. Amen. That's why He hung there till He could say that it was. He said, it's finished. Praise God. He said, I accomplished the task. As He called us by name, as He journeyed and He walked that walk, the Val Rosa, that trail of tears. Praise God. As He cried, He wept, and He thought of us. How precious you are. Amen. How precious you are in the mind of God, in His heart. Amen. God had compassion on His people. That comes from the heart. Amen. He thought of us. He loves in His heart. He knew us in His mind. He loved us in His heart. Amen. He took us with Him as we traveled. Brought us to that place, praise God, where He had laid down His life. Bless His holy name. Because He cared that much. Praise God. Because from the very beginning, He had determined in Himself to stay the course, to finish the work. Amen. I believe I can see Him as He thought back. He said, yeah. He said, Father, you know, I volunteered for this. And He said, it ain't something I really long to do. Don't really excite me. But Father, I made You a promise that I would go. I made them a promise, Father, that I would go and that I would reconcile the people back unto You. I'd purchase them. I'd bring them back. Amen. And that's what He went to do. And what did He do? He accomplished the task. Amen. He accomplished the task. He hung on the cross. They nailed Him to the cross. The sins of the world was nailed to the cross. That wasn't just a Savior. That was sin. The sin of the whole world. The sin of all those people that He called by name down through the generations as He made that journey. All those people. He said, yeah, the whosoever's. Amen. The whosoever's of this world. Amen. He said, and as they nailed Him, He was thinking of those whosoever's. One by one by one. He run the whole universe through His mind, through His heart. Until He said, I'm here forever, all of them, from eternity past to eternity future. I'm here for every one of them. Their sins are hung. They're done. They've been redeemed. And then He hung His head and He said, it is finished. The Bible says He gave up the ghost. He didn't give up. He didn't quit. But He finished the job. Amen. What was on His mind, He finished. The work that He was on His heart, He finished. On the cross of Calvary. Amen. Praise God. As He walked that journey, as He walked those steps, as He carried that cross, as he faced the torment and the tormentors and the skeptics and the criers and the deniers, as He marched along. Amen. We don't even know what hate is. But Jesus was hated above all men for nothing. For nothing. He was the precious Lamb of God that came into this world to take away sins. You know what He did? Praise God, He accomplished the task. He finished the work. He took our sins to Calvary. And Paul said they were nailed to His, our sins were nailed to His cross. Praise His holy name. Amen. That we no longer have to live in sin. Because Jesus took our sins upon Himself. That through Him we might be saved. Praise His name. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Amen. That we know who Jesus is. We know what He's able to do. That He's able to save old sinners. I want to tell you, there's a whole lot of folks out here tonight that don't know about the Lord Jesus and what He done for them. See, we're messing up, church, because there's a lot of people. They know who Jesus is. About the whole world's heard who Jesus is. But they don't know what He's done. They don't understand what He's accomplished for them. And it's up to us to tell them. When God touches your heart, when God moves you out of your seat, when God brings you to a place to get help from Him, praise God, it ought to excite our heart. We ought to go out in the world and say, let me tell you what Jesus done for me. Amen. Ava, you know what you do tomorrow? You want to be different in school? You just go in there tomorrow and you just tell them what Jesus done for you. So I went to church, I went to altar, I prayed, praise God, I come out there shouting, praising the Lord. He stirred in my soul. Amen. And they see excitement, they'll see a smile on your face, the sadness is gone. Amen. There's nothing to be sad about. Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's so much dismal stuff in this world. There's so much heartache in this world. Yeah, there is, but praise God, we've got a blessed hope. And hope is that salvation with an expectation that's out of this world. Amen. You couldn't catch it with a supersonic jet. Praise God, it's so good. Amen. It's way beyond comparison of anything this world has. I wouldn't take nothing for it. I'd have my soul. Praise God. Something's stirring inside me, praise God. Sometimes I get to thinking about the Holy Spirit of God, Brother Jeff. And I used to drive down the road, down the river sometimes going to work. When I'd go down there past the sewer plant, I didn't like that very well, but down there on the river, praise God, they had that big old water turbine that runs power all the way into Burnsville. And I got to thinking about that big old turbine as it's a spinning that, as that water's a spinning that turbine around. And praise God, it's a run that generator. It's a generating that power and it's going out. Praise God, that's what it feels like down in my soul. I pray God with the Holy Ghost of God. Is that a stirring in my spirit and encouraging my soul? It's just like that big old water turbine that's a spinning around down in my soul. And there's something coming out of me. And it's so powerful, praise God. It just goes out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can't control it. I wondered if we just had a power line like they do where you could designate it to certain areas. Amen. Where you could designate it to certain spots where somebody needs just a little touch. Just a little bit of tug. And praise God, you can say, Lord, just stir me in. Just do again, God, that you've done before. So somebody else can feel a little bit of this. Amen. So they can feel your glory. Amen. So you know the glory of God and the blessings of His hope in Christ our Savior. He made that journey for you. Amen. So we could have that hope tonight. So we could have that stirring in our soul, praise God, that regenerative process that takes us from being what we were to being who He'll have us to be. Amen. I know who I was. Amen. I was a has-been, amen. I wouldn't want to even begin to tell you what I has been. But praise God, I'm glad of what I'm going to be. Amen. See, I'm still a work in progress. Praise God. The sanctifying power of God, He saved me by His marvelous grace, and He put me on the path. And the sanctifying power of God, it continues to draw me closer day by day. Amen. Day by day. It's kind of like that water being drawn in, going, flowing into that turbine. Praise God, just keep going and going. One of these days, probably you'll get in there and you'll go, woo! Amen. Praise God. Say, don't let me go now, God. Everything's feeling nice. Everything's running well. Amen, because we have a blessed hope. Not in the things of this world, but in Christ Jesus our Savior. We have a blessed hope. And His name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. And He moves into us, He touches, He speaks to us through His blessed Spirit. And once we commit ourselves to Him, when we ever just say, hey, just say, you know what, Lord, I'm just all in. I'm just going to give it to You. I'm all in. Praise God, I'm not going to look back. But Peter said, Lord, what would you? He said, are you going to go away also? And he said, what would I go back to? There's nothing there. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. Lord, I'm just going to go with life. I've lived in no death. I've lived in no dismal state too long. Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to sell out, Lord. I'm just going to, like old Peter, I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to go with God. Praise the Lord. I may stumble and I may frail sometimes in the journey, but praise God, I'm going to go with Him. And He's promised He'd help me, He'd protect me, He'd keep me on the path that He'd walk with me. Amen. And when the obstacles get too big for me, praise God, He'll go before me and He'll smooth the way. Praise God. So that I can continue on the journey. Amen. And one day in a little while, we'll be strolling along in the presence of our Savior, and we'll stroll right in through those pearly gates, up Hallelujah Avenue. Hey, man, can you just imagine? All of a sudden, you come out of this old world. Praise God, you come in, it's like there's a sunshine, there's a sun ahead like you've never seen it before. You've never seen the light that bright. And all of a sudden you realize it ain't the sun, the S-U-N, but it's the S-O-N. Praise God, you see Him shining on you, and it's just getting brighter and brighter. And praise God, you see them gates of glory. Praise God, it's rolled back, and Him will beckon to you. Hey, come on in, just come a little further. Just make a few more steps. You're almost there. Praise God. And you come in through those pearly gates. And you hit those streets of gold. As it were, transparent glass. And you stroll up, praise God, with the Savior into the presence of God Almighty. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a day that'll be. And there's nothing in this world. I will say there's nothing in this world, praise God, can take that away from you. As a born-again believer, praise God, one day we'll stroll into glory. We'll pull up on Hallelujah Avenue. Amen. That's where we just lift up our voices and say, glory, glory, glory. Amen. Those cherubims that's already up there, they're there to show us how it's done. They're constantly flying back and forth and saying, glory, glory, glory. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. And then they fly back to one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. And praise God, I believe it won't take but about two trips and we'll get caught up in that. Amen. They'll say, glory, glory, glory. We'll say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise His holy name. I'm telling you, it's going to get good. And then they say, we're going to want, in a little while, we're going to sing a song. Amen. The song of the redeemed. Amen. Praise God. They don't even know what that is. That's special. They hand created by God. And they don't know that song. But the redeemed of God will know it. And the Lord, I can just see, I know I got a vivid imagination, but I can just see the Lord God of glory just standing up on His throne and going like a conductor. And when He does, oh my goodness. I mean, I've heard some heavenly choirs. I mean, some choirs. We got a good choir. Praise God. But when he strikes out, and when he, conductor, the greatest conductor that's ever lived, could begin to conduct, praise God. We'll sing praises to God and the glory. That new song that only we'll know. You say, how in the world will we know the words? Because we'll know the God of the words. Amen. And he said, hey, listen, you don't have to worry when you got in this world. Yeah, he said, just study and seek to show yourself approved. The man workman need not be ashamed, right? Divine word true. And he said, when you come up to some and circumstance come up, he said, don't even take thought of what to say. Just say what God puts on your heart. Amen. Just say what Jesus would say. Amen. And we'll stand there, praise God, in the presence of God Almighty. And we'll serenade Him. Amen. Yeah. Well, you, me. Praise God. They even let me sing. Amen. We'll all sound good. We'll be in perfect key, perfect harmony. Hello? Because that's what God's created us to be. In perfect harmony with one another and with Him. Praise God. When He conducts, we'll do what we need to do. And he's going to get the glory. And he's going to say, I just say, as he stands there and smiles, praise God. And the more we sing, the bigger the smile. And then I can see the Father, the Heavenly Father, praise God Almighty, as he begins to grin. Praise the Lord. He begins to enjoy it. Amen. Praise God. You say, you got a vivid mind. I know it. Just leave me alone. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be good. Amen. It's going to be good. And we, the thing is, though, because of Jesus, because he walked, because he's on his mind, we get to participate. There ain't no time. Hey, there ain't no place for sideline for watchers. No, sir. When we get there, we got to all be participating. That's why he set the church up today. You know that, right? So we could learn of him, so we could practice to participate in worshiping him. Amen. If we're not practicing, if you're not practicing, then we're backing up. You're not getting ready. You got a job ahead of you. And we need to be practicing. Amen. Every opportunity we get, practicing, just worshiping and giving God glory. Amen. Because he has done such wonderful things for us. Praise his holy name. Amen.